Hello, folks. This is Big Justice Bali, here with the latest reports from inside the Halls of Grime, where Greece law is served. This week, we're bringing you the trial of Robot Prince Urn, the Pink Elephant Vanguard. You all might remember him as the prisoner of war we caught at the end of the two-front war. I'm gonna get out of my lawyer voice. And we
have a prisoner of war, and that's not something normal for the Greece Valley. I don't like the idea of it, and I think this shit's crazy. I don't even understand why we're still trying to keep him in some kind of, like, jail or
We don't have a jail! We don't have a prison! What are you guys even doing? What's been going on?
I mean, like, the past week has been crazy. Zane Phallos, of course, has been leading protests. What he calls peaceful protests. But I'm like, but when you see real peaceful protests, you call them looters. Whatever. So Zane Phallos is against the Robot Prince Urn, of course. Robot Prince Urn, the Pink Elephant Bruiser. He gave up and relinquished his rights at the end of the two-front war. And just kind of been a prisoner of war, like mentioned. I mean, he's a bruiser class warrior. He's a brilliant mind that knows, like, so much about food science and could bring us all these good farms and stuff. And, like, I don't know, he's, like, soft on the eyes, you know? Yeah, I just don't think we should be, like, shouting at this guy, and especially Zane Phallos. I mean, he's saying it's a peaceful protest while he's advocating to kill somebody. Like, what the fuck? How is that peaceful in any sense? This motherfucker, he's been outside the courthouse for a week now, and so finally we've all gathered in the Halls of Grime. We've hired a team of outside lawyers and judges and everything to come in and really take on this highly debated, highly heated case. I mean, it seems pretty clear cut to me, and I'm sure the Valley will react reasonably, even as Zane has stirred up a little mob. And plus, we got quest updates and a huge awaited announcement at the end. Oh boy, we got it all coming to you. Stick around, coming to you with live reports. Let's hear from the Halls of Grime today. Yeah, reporting straight from the Halls of Grime, I'm bringing you the Greece law. And let's just get this clear. Greece Valley is not prepared for any sort of law. Greece law is just something I keep spouting on about. There's no rules written down. It's like wrestling. It's like pro wrestling. Show me the fucking rule book. But also, if your foot's under the rope, you can't pin that person. That's not a legal pin. The Greece Valley's not ready for this kind of stuff. We mostly just go by, like, pioneer type law. I guess that's what I get at when I say Greece law. Just kind of like, what makes sense? Be decent people, but like, some racists call themselves decent people. So you gotta be careful with that kind of stuff. And out here, we had to pull in some questing lawyers, some bailiffs, a questing judge. You never really know what you get with them, but I feel like I'm a competent quest master, and I feel like I pulled in the best people to handle the case of Greece Valley versus the Robot Prince Urn. Now let's get into, like, who was hired and who was brought in. There's been some contingency about this, but I think this is the best team we could have brought on. So for a judge, the most important rule of this whole thing, because in all honesty, like, I don't know, a lot could happen, but end of the day, after that judge swings that gavel, that's probably gonna be law. Like, we're all probably just gonna listen to that. So, of course, I pulled on Calamore, the dirty wizard. Oh yeah, we got a wizard judge. That's how you know magic's gonna happen in court. He's a quester. He's a Ferrari tier quester. He's no joke. He's the master of grime, the sole survivor of the toxic desolation, conqueror of mold, king of the final night. I mean, this guy's got a title, all that goes goes on for a billion days. This guy really knows what he's gonna do, and hopefully he's gonna bring clear judgment to this, because the Grease Valley is very torn, it seems, for seemingly no reason. And because of that, we had to bring in a jury that was completely non-biased. We didn't want anybody with, like, any fucking dumb views coming in here, or any views that could be clouded by anybody in the Grease Valley. So we found the Wandering Pack of Wrestlers. I heard they just recently broke off from the big-ass wrestle horde that kind of just mongers through the filthy states. This they call themselves DEW. That's Dynamo Elite Wrestling. That's some good wrestlers. They got a good roster. They got a good lineup. They got a good amount of belts. They got the Quest Fly belt. They got the Million Dollar Mania belt, which is just like a belt made out of dollar bills, and then they rip the belt in half like every other pay-per-view. It's hilarious. They're gonna be the jury. You could always trust the wrestlers. They're gonna bring that good rowdy energy to the courtroom, which is always something that's needed. And of course, the robot prince himself, the Pink Elephant Prince Earn, a bruiser class vanguard. He buffed out his armor a little bit. He's not all dinked up anymore like it was after. He's looking pretty good in those soft yellow eyes. Like, ah, yeah, man. How could you not like this guy? Earn's just got a good sway to him. And like all that knowledge up in his brain, we could be using that. So of course we gave him one of the best lawyers Grease Valley has to offer. An aspiring Grease guardian. Really know you could trust them and trust that they're looking out for your best instincts. We're talking about Apoctite Merle. And Merle's definitely gonna do the best job he can. And like, I really feel like Earn's in good hands. But. For some fucking reason, the prosecuting lawyer gets to be motherfucking Zane Fallos himself. How is he prosecuting? This doesn't even make, Merle has already pointed out to the judge that Zane should be questing right now. Yeah, he should be out looking for the Sky Watchers, but Zane always has some bullshit up his sleeves, always with the BS saying, oh no, they totally have it under control. The Grease Dog said they had it. And you know, the Sleeping Giants a competent. What, you think the Sleeping Giant can't find his own Greel buddies? And it's like, well, yeah, that's why he was asking for help. That's why you were supposed to stay with them. Whatever. We're here to cover the case. And it's really tense here in the halls of Grime. The halls of Grease, the halls of Grime. They keep getting called different things by different people here. It's the halls of Grime, but Zane keeps calling it the halls of Grease, and then his mob keep calling it that. I hate it. Earn is staying remarkably calm during this whole time, which will go over well. I feel like if he starts getting too hyped up or built up, Zane's just gonna use that against him. So hopefully he'll get out of this all right, and he could help our village grow, build us a bunch of farms and stuff. And this really sets a precedent for prisoners of war in the future of the Grease Valley. There's a lot of war happening in the filthy states, so we gotta know what we're gonna do with prisoners of war. I mean, like, we gotta find a way to rehabilitate them. We don't have a prison or jail, so like, we're a better valley than this. We don't need to just execute people and murder people because of that. I mean, opening statements were pretty standard. Earn and Apoctite Merle just suggested pretty much how much Earn has to offer to the valley, and that Earn's already denounced to the god AI and everything. Like, Zane's just being mean-spirited. Zane's rebuttaling with shit like, Earn is an AI state spy who's helping unfold the Grease Valley's demise. Man, Zane, you even know what's fucking good for the Grease Valley. Man, this guy is pissing me off. I'm glad that they took a break. There's a lot of aggression already. So before evidence is shown, Calamore has ruled for a traditional fest rest. You know, a recess where we go and feast, we go and eat. So let's all go eat, and I'll be back with the quest board. Ooh, is that Grease Valley to you? Yo, it's your boy Bali, and I got the quest board, and more quest updates this time around. No new quest coming from the Grease Valley, but I got tons of updates and a couple different quests from around that you're gonna wanna hear about. So firstly, oh boy, an epic tier quest update. Oh man, I talked about this one a while ago, and there is a huge update nowadays. The Secret of the Grease Fire Forest. Now part two of this quest is going to be a little bit more difficult because part one thought there was a vault involved. There is not a vault. It was discovered that it's actually a deep, deep cave system that goes on for a long, long way. And there's lots of sacred geometric carvings all throughout it. There's a lot of esoteric feeling towards the walls and everything. There's a lot of moss growing down there. They haven't really found these elephant priests that were rumored to be down there. But the update, a lair was found. A lair. However, it is magically sealed. We don't know what kind of magic or where it came from, if it's earth magic or cosmic magic or, like, I don't know what else is out there. Shit, there could be anything. There could be Oreo magic. There could be oil magic, grease magic. I mean, that might be what the Grease Guardians use. So, to open the sealed lair, they need to unite the five keys of the Esoteric Empire. They believe that the deep, deep cave system belonged to the Esoteric Empire before it fell in the era of money. And this Esoteric Empire, before it fell, split its five keys amongst five great warriors who went and wandered throughout the filthy states. They're rumored to be around areas like the Red Rock to the Golden Coast. So looking in the southwest of Watub, the U.S., is a very good place to start. There's no specifics, but you might want to talk to the local shaman in those area. And of course, there's no real loot for this one. The loot is going to be what's inside that fucking lair, you know what I mean? There could be a raid boss, but with every raid boss comes hella loot, baby! Give me updates on what's going on out there, and if I could help unite the five key wielders, or if somebody has three pieces and somebody has two pieces, I could help them bring them together. So, you know, hit me up. And I got another update. Oh boy, from a recent quest, Queen Mega Swole of the Highway Queen, she now is requesting a rogue. She needs a rogue to come and help their squad, preferably a rogue who specialty is in demolition, infiltration, or hacking. Apparently the recon mission went very, very well, so now she's looking for a raccoon tier quester to just kind of go in there, and she's keeping a lot of the specifics on the DL. You gotta go meet up with her, and she's gonna tell you about Operation Forever Rogue. The scheme seems to be progressing very well, and the loot is, oh my god, always so good from the Highway Queen. Mega Swole is offering a pack of Roman candlesticks. Shit, boy, you know what you could do with those kind of explosives? A case of bangs. I heard that it's the black cherry vanilla one, but it could be one of the heavenly hazelnut coffee bangs. You never know. So get those energy drinks. And lastly, a vial of holy fuel. What the fuck? Don't ask me where she got that shit. You know what I mean? She's offering it up. Go check her out. And, a pro demolition driver needs your help. His name is Chromatic Bull, and he's getting ready for the Grand Cosmic Cup, so he needs to find a new part for his giant bulldozer. He needs a torque flux. He needs a new torque flux. This can be found by defeating any car golem, especially the ones on the Bloodstone Highway are super common, or defeating a piston goat, found pretty much in any hillside at this point. The automations have kind of like taken over a lot of different hillsides and mountainsides, so just go looking around there and you should be able to find them one of those parts from the defeated carcass of a car golem or a piston goat. Go look for it. The loot Oh boy, he's got a grease-powered RC truck. Oh, do you want to stop doing all those motherfucking, all those scavenging missions yourself? Just drive an RC truck around and bring all the supplies back to you. You get 5 internet chips included with it. That would be important, especially with a new E-band. That's a wrist computer, if you don't know. And that wrist computer, oh boy, that E-band's gonna keep you going for so long, you can even control the RC truck from the E-band. You could use the E-band to listen to music, find new broadcasts, listen here, listen on the radio, you know what I mean? So many good things. So go hit up Chromatic Bull if you find a new torque flux. And lastly, the Grease Dog High mascot competition. There's only 1 week left, and we got the top candidate so far. Uh-oh! We got a slime hawk. We've got a boiling gull. Yeah, those are those seagulls who shoot out fucking boiling water. Yeah, straight from the grease fire forest. And somebody brought in a tri-horned bullfish. Watch out. Those things are like 6 feet big. We got it living in an aquarium right now. Nobody wants to get near it. We kind of feed it just like giant, like, pumpkins and stuff like that. It seems to be content. So, last chance to bring in your candidate for the Grease Dog High mascot. Bring in your most dangerous beast, you know what I mean? And, breaking news, fuck, God damn it, this is fucking bullshit. We can't just storm government buildings for no fucking reason. The court is being overran by Zane Phallos' followers, his fucking mob, and they're demanding Earn's immediate execute. Nope, this is bullshit. A lightly armed dozen or so of them has shown up, and they're even wearing Malin Lasertich's merch. That pirate radio motherfucker who stole my transmissions. God damn it. I gotta go down to the halls of grime right now. I gotta work this out. God damn it. Stick around. Here's some commercials in the meanwhile, and I'll bring you this trial live.
Well, howdy. Verna here with hella vegan foods just for you in Verna's Vegan Wagon. Are you tired of all the meat options being forced into your fucking face? Nobody considering your vegetarian or vegan diet? Fuck those people! Come to my wagon! I got impossible lasagna! I got plant-based gunpowder! I got forbidden chili! Uh-oh, don't tell the gun pope! All of it's homegrown, organic. I mean, I'm an urban forager with a free-range garden where I collect all of these foods just for you. Also makes for great ritual components if you're into that. Especially with the night of the Emerald Moon approaching, you might need to have your ritual done in a hurry. So come find my wagon. I'm around. Keep your ear out for sludge pop music and the smell of lavender. I won't be too far. That's Verna's Vegan Wagon in a desert near you.
I just showed up to the halls of grime, and it's fucking chaos here. There's like a dozen lightly armed motherfuckers running around. They're part of the fucking Zane's mob. I gotta get up on the stand. I gotta say something. This fucking place is a kangaroo court. This place isn't even a real fucking law center anymore. You guys are out of my way. Get out of Bali here. Bali here, I got something to say. Judge, if you allow me to speak, I just gotta say, death is dumb. That shit don't make sense. Why the fuck would you think killing somebody is going to fix an issue? We gotta rehabilitate people. He's already denounced the god AI. What else is Earn gonna do? We could really benefit from all of this. Who's coming in? What the fuck? Is that... Oh, no. The Greganites are here. God damn it. Oh, no. They're lightly armed, too. They got a couple vermin rifles. Oh, this ain't good. I mean, at least there's more Greganites than there are motherfucking Zane's goons. But, yeah, they're keeping Zane's goons in check. Sorry, this was not planned. Are some of these guys high? God damn it, Greganites. I do not agree with violence. Greganites, do not commit any violence. Zane, keep you and your goons from being violent. No violence is gonna solve anything. We can all agree on that. So, let me help rehabilitate Urn, the robot prince. There's this shack near the junkyard. I could keep touch with him. He could be in my custody. I'll make sure that he doesn't do anything. And watch, we'll prove to you that he could be a viable asset to this community. He could bring us farms. He could even run a schmeg farm for all we know. We don't know the possibilities, and we'll never know if you fucking kill him. That's what I gotta say. Shit.
Hello, good folks of the Grease Valley. It is, of course, me, Zane Fallows, here to tell you all the truth and expose this motherfucking Bali for who he is. Because think of it, Bali is speaking for all of us. Again, the self-appointed quest master, the self-appointed leader who left us in our time of need. Who was there when the Greel came? Not Bali. He left and went to all across and went on adventures and left us here to fend for ourselves, to protect for ourselves. He lies to us. He talks shit on us on his fucking radio. He says shit like, where would we be without him? Fuck you, Bali. I have the recording. I heard you. Yeah, no, we all heard you. You just think you're the leader of all of us. And really, you're high as fuck. I mean, look at you. Your eyes are bloodshot. You're just smoking schmeg outside of the courthouse. You're leading a fucking cult. You can't reasonably think that you should be the one making decisions. You were the one who decided who the judge was. Why is this motherfucker even allowed to talk in court? I say we execute the bot. Execute this robot motherfucker already.
No, fuck you, Zane. No, we're not executing anybody. No, get you and your little fucking mob under control. Who are you? You ain't shit, Zane.
I sleep on a bed of diamonds. You don't even know the people I know in the Golden States. I know people way, way up there, and they won't stand for this bullshit if I whisper into their ear. The real Grease Valley is fed up with your lib-cuck tyrant rule. We are the Grease.
What do you mean? You're not even from Grease Valley, dude. Fuck you. You get your news from pirate radio. You and your whole little fucking militia need to get the fuck out of here. Dude. God. Oh, no. The courtroom's in fucking panic. Everything's in near collapse. God damn it. Everyone calm down. Calm down. Oh. I can't move. Nobody can move. What's going on? Calamore, what's going on? Calamore apparently has used dirt lock on all of us. He froze the dirt particles in this room. I didn't even know you could do that, man. I mean, of course we're all dirty. We got dirt all over us. If you freeze the dirt, I can't move, man. Let us all go. It seems like everybody's being ejected. Everybody but the prince and the jury are being ejected. That's fair. All right. I'll help get the Greganites out of here. If Zane gets his little fucking mob out of here. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Yeah, I heard a couple of them whisper. Zane and his mob are going over to the Golden Church for a late night sermon. That's sus as fuck, and I hate it, but I can't tell them what they can and can't do, or else they're gonna keep calling me a fucking tyrant. I just think somebody should be overlooking or, like, reporting on what the fuck they're saying. We don't don't know how sus it's getting. I don't know. Nobody's in the courtroom. We've all left now, and I just trust the good folk of DEW, Dynamo Elite Wrestling, to make the right call here as the jury. And, you know, I'm gonna go back to the shack. I'm gonna smoke a schmeg bowl. I'm gonna get things under control and hopefully bring you guys some good news. It's the trial of the Robot Prince, Grease Valley Radio, to you. Well, to get a breather from all that fucking nonsense, I actually have some good news to bring you guys. Research has finally started in the Grease Valley. That's how you know we're a real settlement. We're starting to research different things. We're starting to build up our economy. We're starting to build up our defenses. Even our law system is being developed, as fucking broken as it can be sometimes. But, whoa. This research is for a new fuel opportunity. You know about it. I've talked about it. The marvelous McStab has arrived. And her name is actually Ripley Fawn. Marvelous McStab is a goofy internet name. I respect protecting your online identity, especially in these filthy ass states. And she actually arrived on her pet animal. It was a giant rhino with two prosthetic limbs. And it also seemed to have like a laser generator on its back, maybe a lightning generator. I don't know what was going on with it, but it was able to carry like a billion pounds. Very impressive beast. And Ripley Fawn has been running a lot of tests for the past week. So far, only light research, basic understanding of the M-Jet. So like we mentioned, we brought an M-Jet over from the Golden Coast. Captain Grimble was the pilot of it, but he's kind of backed off on it. He doesn't really know the most about it, and he doesn't want to run through all the fuel, so we're just kind of seeing what Ripley can tell us. Ripley's actually been telling us that the fuel seems to have cosmic properties. None of the elements of Earth are represented in its compounds, apparently, so I don't know what any of that actually means, but cosmic properties? This shit comes from space, so it means we really can't get the fuel if we needed it in the future, so we gotta be very resourceful with it. So far, we've tested that the ship can change its textures. We found out that pretty much its particles can change on a whim with different fluctuations of button combos and stuff like that from its interior. It could even go invisible by changing its texture to meet its environment. And so we could have an invisible jet, we've proven. And the most incredible thing we've seen so far is it can actually particle hop, which, from what I could tell, means it could teleport. Not really like how our warlock uses portals. It's more like it sends all of its particles from one time in space to another space and time in that same time. I don't think it could time travel, but it could definitely change its molecular positioning in the world. It's absolutely crazy. I don't fully understand it, but that must be how we escaped the Enertron Tower. Now, it doesn't have any combat capabilities, but going invisible and particle hopping is pretty good so far. We gotta see what else we could find inside the machine. Now, on a more morbid part of the machine, we really don't understand how it's functioning or how it's developed or how any of this was made, but there are seemingly a few body parts scattered throughout the inner workings of the ship. Deep inside of the inner machinery, there seems to be welded ears, you know, lungs, hearts. It's a whole deal. I think maybe that's a prank. Maybe somebody put that there afterwards. I don't know. It seems, they say it's kind of ingrained into the gear work and the machinery and the fluids going on. Like, the fuel passes through one of the lungs into a wire. I don't fully understand what's going on, but I'm gonna trust that Ripley will be able to figure it out, and we'll bring you all the updates. We don't want to waste any fuel, like we said, so we're running light tests, and we'll keep conducting experiments and bringing you updates. Oh boy, let's get to a wrap-up, and oh man, do I have a huge announcement for you. It's that Grease Valley Radio. Thank you. Oh boy, so bringing you an outro, but firstly we gotta get to the trial conclusion. The DEW jury has ruled in the favor of Robot Prince Earn, baby! That means Earn will be in my custody. They favored that rule. He's gonna live in the shack next to the junkyard. I'm gonna make sure that he's keeping his head in the right space, that he isn't actually a spy or any of that dumb shit. I'm sure Zane and his buddies won't be too happy about it, but whatever, like, fuck those goons. As long as they respect what the judge has said and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And I'm, of course, gonna respect Earn's space. I know I've been a little, people might think I have ideas, so, like, I know I'm in a position of power over him, so I'm gonna make sure he has his space, make sure I'm not being pushy and any of that kind of stuff, and I gave him a little greenhouse. I gave him a couple schmeg seeds to see what he could do with that, so, I mean, that'll be the first experiment to see how well all that goes. Now that the trial has been concluded, I got a huge announcement that's been so highly awaited. I got the Rap Dungeon lineup. I'm gonna tell you who's gonna be diving deep into the depths of Rap Dungeon today. Oh boy, we got 5 brave questers going in. This is a big moment for all 5 of them. I'm trusting them with so much. They got to bring us all the way to the end of Rap Dungeon and bring home all the big loot. Firstly, we got 2 grease dogs. Oh my gosh, they're doing this on a dare from Drug Witch Sharkbone, Kelly and Tolly Maxosus. They're gonna go down there with the rest of the questers. They're not big time questers, but they will be good canaries, and they provide a lot of utility, especially disabling traps. So they'll be the canaries that kind of scout out and test everything. But the big questers, oh boy, I pulled them in from all over the filthy states. Firstly, we got the traveling wrestle vet, Korag Omega! Oh boy, the 3-time Slamtopia champion, the 2-year reigning carnival master, a melee controller of the big tier. This man's cosmic champion tier. In the wrestling world, he was known as everything. Korag Omega will be able to control the battlefield. While Bullet Teeth, the infamous rap barbarian, a sewer tier bard, will be riding off of his fame from the Bullet Mountain EP and entering Rap Dungeon to truly prove himself. Oh boy, who will ever be able to stop Korag Omega and Bullet Teeth next to each other? With Kelly and Tully making sure all the pathways are fair, they'll be able to do everything, especially with their leader. Special announcement from the Rainbow Brigade's ranks. It's Kiss Steals. Oh baby, a range leader hybrid. They're gonna bring great diplomacy skills and a deadly arsenal, especially with their infamous disc blade. Oh man, Kiss Steals, the same person to behead the motherfucking mountain octopi, the same person to work with the giraffe warriors. Oh man, I'm excited to see what happens. I'm gonna bring it all to you. I will be hosting it, live quest hosted here on Grease Valley Radio. We wish them the best as they dive into the depths of Rap Dungeon. This will be an unedited mystery dungeon. Hear the results live and what legendary loot they will find at the end. Stick around next week for Rap Dungeon Live. Take care of you and yours. Eat good, check your water levels, smoke some schmeg, and of course, have a great week out there. It's been that Grease Valley Radio to you. Grease Valley Radio is written and produced by BBB, voiced by Sebastian Buderbaugh, and created by Sebastian Buderbaugh. Find more Grease Valley on Twitter at Grease Radio, Ayo. You can find more updates on the shows. If the show's ever late or doesn't show up on your thing, you should check there first. And you could even get new snippets of the world, hear about little adventures, hear about all the different things. And if you could support us, it means the world to us. We have a Patreon at Grease Valley Radio. This Patreon has 3 different tiers, starting at $2. You could get shouts out at the end of episodes, and you could even get yourself written into the lore of Grease Valley. Become a Grease God today. Ooh-wee. And if you don't have the financial assets to be able to support us financially, oh, a free Apple review goes a long way and will be able to help us create more episodes and get this podcast in the ear of more listeners, growing this big old greasy community. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you again on Grease Valley Radio.